Good observation of Alaska Bay Report and patient Lakhvinder, L-A-K-H, Lakhvinder Singh, L-I-S-A-N-G, Singh, F-A-N-G-H, Singh. Indicated pressure with dysphagia occurred. The RVS pressure of Matthew Skion is on the Dr. John Rebush, I'm sure, blood pressure, pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, pressure, EGD biopsy. Patient date of birth is 11-11-1973. Second therapy is the adult video gastroscope. The instrument was adult video gastroscope. The gastroscope is switched to the pediatric video gastroscope. Proceed after the sign up for the patient clear up and achieve. After the surgery was achieved, the adult gastroscope passed the hypopharynx in the esophagus, but right in the proximal esophagus, esophageal web was noted. The adult videoscope could not pass through the same, could not traverse through this area. So decision was done to remove this, exchange the adult video gastroscope to pediatric video gastroscope. Pediatric video gastroscope with Kinner scopes over this, I was able to pass through the scope to traverse through the esophageal web without any difficulty. There were no mass growth also noted. There's no diverticulum noted proximal to the esophageal web. So pediatric gastroscope place. The esophagus all the way down to the stomach, the palate, but lower second level. Example of duodenum appear mild duodenitis. Lastly, small intestine was seen expressed in the as a worker for the diarrhea. It's called by enteropathy, normal levels, every part, also personal. Animal gastric, multiple gastric, biosphere, multiple aversion, size of a bar, 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 stress rate, bar, digestion, normal D-line. Especially, I did not see if it's any bad esophagus, but I did a biopsy of a distal esophagus, mid-esophagus, proximal esophagus to a lower esophagus, esophagenics work for the dysphagia. Most likely, the dysphagia could be from the esophageal web. Aver system, preservation by complication, find number one. Proximal body esophagus, esophageal web, non-obstructing esophageal web, as noted. The adult videoscope, video gastroscope could not traverse through this esophageal web, so this is done to discontinue, to replace it with a pediatric gastroscope, which with it I was able to pass it without any difficulty. There is no ulcer or mass in the esophagus. There's no diverticulum noted proximal to the esophageal web. Because the esophageal web noted, questioning the patient might have Plummer-Vinson syndrome, P-L-U-M-M-E-R, Plummer. Dash Vincent, V-I-N-S-O-N, Plummer, Vincent syndrome, which is associated with the esophageal web, and patient, with the patient undiagnosed iron deficiency anemia. Number two, question of triglyceride esophagus. Most likely esophageal web is probably the cause of the dysphagia, but number two, question of triglyceride esophagus, biopsy of esophagus was done to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. Number three, mild to moderate gastritis, biopsy. Number four, mild to moderate gastritis, whether you are feeling exposed to nitritis as a worker for diarrhea. Recommendation, a bit for the esophagus biopsy for esophageal esophagitis that will treat it as per guideline along with the Flovent inhalers to swallow. And number two, recommend patient to be on Fertonix, 40 milligram per day for his ongoing reflux symptom at the correct moment, and that could be switched to famotidine 20 milligram daily after 3 months. If the esophagus biopsy, just about biopsy, become negative for the bare esophagus, then repeat endoscopy in 3 years with the pediatric gastroscope. Away for the stomach biopsy, also body helical priority therapy. Away for small biopsy, will explore. Recommend to check the CBCR studies. To see a patient iron deficiency anemia, which could be associated as a part of syndrome, Plummer-Vinson syndrome, because patient future have a solid breath. Patient needs to be cautious about food, eating food, soft food, chew the food well, and if patient continue to have difficulty swallowing, then further evaluation with a Barium swallow study or a solid dilatation would be recommended. Otherwise, follow up. In 1 to 2 weeks, patients, since the patient had diarrhea and patient is age 48, recommend to have a colonoscopy for colon cancer screening and so rule out any as a worker for the diarrhea. If that colonoscopy is conducted, patient continue to have diarrhea, then recommend to have CT enterogram and IBD panels testing for a diarrhea worker. Follow 1 to 2 weeks on nutrition. Please send the copy and lifestyle modification naturally at night, avoid chili, spicy, greasy food, taking pills at night, and nutrition. Please send a copy to our patient primary care provider, Dr. Daniel Hay, H-A-Y Hay, and Dr. Parham Sethi. Their wish was August 29, 2022. Patient's offer, patient's offer.